Hello and welcome to the Mustang Moon Podcast.
This is Reagan Light, and beside me I have Nolan Brand on June 3rd. We're here with the girls' soccer team, who play in Waverly tonight at 6. The team will take on Waverly Shellrock in the soccer regionals. We have Sammy Moss, Alina Murlock, Grace Kropfel, and Lauren Burkle representing the team here today.
So the first thing we want to know about is the send-off the community gave last night. Sammy, would you like to start with that?
Honestly, none of the soccer girls knew about it. Coach just wanted us to stay together and just walk over, and we were all so confused why we had to, and literally, we just looked down the hill, and there's everybody with Holden posters, and I thought it was really cool.
It was really cool because it's something we haven't ever experienced before, and seeing all like our parents and friends there was really sweet.
Yeah, Sammy was about to leave. She was going to go the other way. And then, because she, didn't you park in a different spot?
Yeah, my mom took me. My mom took me to practice, and she was the other direction, so.
That was funny, though.
Kane, can someone talk about Waverly Shellrock a little bit and, like, what you're expecting going into the game tomorrow night?
Alina? Well, we've been watching just some film about them. We've obviously never played them before. They're going to be pretty good competition. They have a really good record. They've only lost one game this year. But, I mean, that doesn't really matter ever. Yeah. So we're still going to play really hard. We just know that they're pretty fast. They have a lot of good, like, individual players. But so do we. So
based on what we saw, they're really aggressive and quick to the ball, so we have to come ready to go tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've heard definitely they're really aggressive. Mm-hmm. We've heard that their parents are pretty aggressive too. We were like given a warning that we have to keep our guard up because apparently the parents are kind of mean.
Just block out what the parents
say.
Okay, what are they ranked?
I think they're ranked second right now.
They're second in 2A, yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys are
13th. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
That doesn't matter.
What is your guys' record?
We're like 13-4, maybe 14-4 now.
Something.
But
like
I think
that.
Not all of those games were in our conference too. Or in our class.
Yeah, not all of those games were in
our
class.
Losses. A couple of our losses were from
two of our losses were not in our class at all.
Yeah.
But
okay, so what are some of the things that you guys have like done to prepare? Like mentally and physically. I guess.
Well, for one, we've been keeping a championship mindset. That's what we've all been doing.
Especially this weekend.
We didn't have practice on Saturday, and so she told us that when we didn't have practice, we had to
be thinking about the game.
About the game, and we have to like believe that we're gonna win and all this stuff because. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you start thinking that you're not going to believe that you'll win, then you play down to either somebody else's level or you just play down to your lowest level, so we just have to make sure that we don't do that.
Yeah. We've been practicing some of our weaknesses to make sure we're ready for the game.
Yeah. And we've been practicing, some scrimmages and, like, of what they'll do and then, like, how we'll defend it or, like, how we'll, like, go against their defense and everything like that.
Yeah, the past couple games we've been practicing specifically like some corner kicks because they have some strong corner kicks and a lot of their goals are from their corner kicks. So, yeah.
What are some of your goals for your game tonight?
That's funny. Good fun.
I think as long as we all go into it like as a team and stay positive, we'll play good.
Yeah, if we play our game, we have the potential to beat them and take it all the way to state.
Yeah, I think our main goal is just to win. But, I mean, individual goals is definitely, like, everybody can stay positive and everybody can still, like, have fun and have it be a fun soccer game, even though there's a lot of pressure and all that.
Yeah, in our most previous game against Independence, we didn't come out quite ready to go, and sometimes that happens to us. And it takes us a minute to get into it, so we just need to be ready to go right away, I think.
Yeah, we have to come out strong.
Yeah.
Yep.
Alrighty, and you guys are all seniors except for Lauren, but who are some younger players that we should watch, be ready to watch, like, tonight and in the future that you guys think will be
from Mount Vernon.
Yeah.
Well, definitely all three of our freshmen, all mm-hmm. those guys are studs. So Maya Bentley, Anna Hoffman, and Avery Plotty are all so good. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see next year where Anna Hoffman plays, because right now she's playing outside mid, which is like an offensive position, but like she's so good at any position. Mm-hmm. She could play defense or anything yeah. like that. So it'll be interesting to see where she like goes in the future. And then as of sophomores, we have a lot of, we have a ton of sophomores.
Yeah, a ton of sophomores. I think Emma Rodman is probably our best.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Emma and Sydney well. Schultz is yeah. really good yeah. too.
I guess it's going to be different for the years to come because we graduate so many seniors this year that actually like start. Mm-hmm. So there's just going to be people playing different positions next year and the years to come. So
yeah, definitely.
I think that next year they're still going to be really good. They're just going to have to adjust a little bit. Mm-hmm. And there's yeah. definitely some girls that are new to soccer, like the Richardsons, that definitely have a lot of potential and I think will continue to improve as the years yep. come. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, and since you have the younger team, can you talk about some of the leadership that, like, you seniors especially have had to bring to, like, welcome them to the team this year?
I just remember, oh, yeah, you can go.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I was focused on, and I know that I've talked to them about it too, but I was really focused on bringing just a positive attitude.
Definitely.
Because in the past, it's been a little bit hostile or like there's been definitely some more competition, but we just need to come into it as a team and just keep that positive attitude and lead by example and things like that so that we're just more connected and we're like friends to begin with
yeah.
without it being so much competition on who's playing when mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
I feel like also just preparing for the season each year, that takes a lot of like leadership from not only seniors but like every team player, because like we start like preseason workouts back in December because she'll send us this packet and like no, let's finish the packet. But we do most of our, if not we work out like after school and like dribble the ball around in the hallways, so that's always like a good like leadership mm-hmm. example mm-hmm. from everyone.
Kick arounds, things like that. Yeah. Yeah. As long as you hold yourself accountable, then that prepares
more
us.
More people feel mm-hmm. like they should go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think all of our seniors right now, you're all, like, really good leaders and do bring such a big, like, such a great positive attitude to the team.
So. Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks.
And one thing that I've heard a lot of girls talk about is, like, team chemistry you guys have this year and how close you guys are. Mm-hmm. Somebody elaborate on that a little bit.
I think our team chemistry is so good. We just all are so goofy at practice. And we just make everything
though.
A blast.
Yes, Coach, would yeah. appreciate that.
Like, we have fun when it's time to have fun.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure.
I guess we see each other in the hallways almost all the time, except for the Lisbon girls. I mean, they're at a different school. But I guess we see each other in the hallways, and we just say hi, and I guess it just brings us closer at practice and everything, just, like, talking during school or just, like, hanging out at different things, I guess.
Yeah, mm-hmm. everybody just gets along because nobody's yeah. mean. Like, I wouldn't, like, yeah, everybody's so nice. So we all are good friends because yeah. of that.
I think our wins bring us closer together, and because we're closer together, that helps us to win.
So. Yeah, yeah, being so close makes the wins so much better.
Yeah.
Okay, and I know for Sammy especially, like, balancing soccer and softball now, and this time of year gets really long, I'm sure.
Yes, it definitely does. So this year we have four girls that are juggling softball and soccer. Maya Bentley, Avery Plotty, me, and then Paige Roos from Lisbon. We're all juggling this like long journey, I guess, between softball and soccer. And now that we're, like, in the postseason and we're playing really well and had the potential to go to state, it's just kind of making the season a lot longer. And I guess we're facing it all together, I guess. And it's honestly, it's kind of fun doing both things at the same time. I feel like it's really fun.
Can you talk about Coach Murray this year and, like, how she is preparing you guys and her attitude, I'd say, going into this final stretch that you guys have?
Well, she's always, well, Coach Marie's always been a very tough coach. Throughout our, like, 4 years, she's been tough in different ways. Like, freshman year, she was tough by, like, making us run 4 miles before practice even started. But this year, she's tough in, like, she's always pushing us, and she's just thinking ahead of every game, and she's more, like, she has, there's more technique in everything that we practice,
and a connection to us.
I think.
And she has a reason behind every single thing we do at practice.
Right. Yeah. It's, she's so organized too. Like everything is on top of it.
Everything she does is very beneficial to our team, and it's greatly appreciated. At the banquet, she talked about how she's had to grow and adjust as a coach because maybe when we were younger, like our freshman year, it was her first year with the girls, and she was really hard on us and definitely turned some people away to soccer, and she recognized that, and then she's since then she's changed her tactics and really made it a great atmosphere to learn and improve in, I think. I really appreciate a coach that can lay down the law, like, when we need to, but still have, like, fun. Have a connection with the players and things like that.
She really makes an effort to, like, be a friend to all of us. She's so sweet.
I really like her as a coach, I guess. As the different coaches I've had in the years, I mean, I really like her as a coach, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to add, like, to say to the community? Or, like, I don't know, like a thank you to someone as you're going to the game tonight?
We miss you, Quinny.
Yeah, so today, or this weekend and today, Quinny is at the Triple Threat program. She's auditioning for things like for theater there, and we wish her the best of luck. However, she can't be at the game tonight, so it kind of sucks, but obviously she's doing what she loves, so yeah. But she's been a great asset to our team to return this
senior year comeback. She's really helped us a lot.
And then also just, you know, thanks to the whole community for supporting us and our team for being so good this year.
I've gotten a lot of, like, good looks in the last couple days, and that's really appreciated know that, like, people are following it and people care. Like, 4 years ago, like, nobody knew Mount Vernon had a girls' soccer team. I feel like everybody just didn't really know, but this year, I definitely notice it. It's really nice.
Well, we wish you guys the best of luck tonight, and thank you for coming in.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is a publication of Mount Vernon High School. Thanks for listening.